Well, if you've traveled any part of Quincy's major roadways in the past 3 years, you've no doubt encountered impacts from the North Quincy Cable Project by National Grid. It was a project to replace two major underground electric transmission cables from North Quincy all the way down to the Field Street substation next to the Quincy Police Station. So we thought we'd try and get an update as the project comes to a conclusion. Gary St. Fleur is joining us. He is the Manager of Project Engagement for National Grid. Tell us a little bit about the history of this project, where it stands right now, and where it's going. Gary, great to see you. First of all, thanks for coming over.
So, appreciate you having me and having our company be able to just talk about the project. So, thanks for having us.
You're very welcome. As I said, it's almost impossible to avoid some part of the project, right? Just because of the main arteries that it involves. Newport Avenue, Brook Parkway,
yes.
Southern Artery. Those are three main thoroughfares throughout the city.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, just to give you a brief history,
yeah.
This cable was installed 50 years ago. So, okay. 1970s, I think the exact date is 1973, where we installed the cable. And back then, when we did work, it was directly buried into the ground.
Just like putting a wire under the dirt, basically.
Pretty much,
yeah.
And adding concrete on top, yeah. And asphalt, and calling it a day.
Okay.
Now times have changed, technology has evolved.
Mm.
So now we build these structures and these projects with more certainty, more reliability. And what we've done now, we've incorporated a duct bake system where we dig up the ground,
mm-hmm.
We put concrete cement under the ground, and we put the wire within the duct bake system through plastic pipes to ensure reliability for the project.
Yeah.
I think
it's protected, right?
Yes, absolutely. And throughout the project, you'll see that we've installed about 18 manholes so that when there's an emergency, when things need to be repaired or serviced, we can just pop in, do the work and pop out instead of having to dig in and re-excavate to get to a leakage or an issue with the line.
It's planned basically
to
service into the future. How long will the new cable last?
The numbers show between 50 to 100 years, probably longer, just because of the new technology.
Yeah.
And I try to use an analogy similar to like the Ninja Turtles, where you can just pop into the manhole and pop out as a joke to the staff. And
yeah, but it's a good way to visualize.
Yeah, so people can see how it works. And with it being in these concrete casings, it allows, it's not weatherproof, but it supports the line better. And it's more efficient.
Absolutely, yeah. So why was it needed, Gary? Why was this project needed?
So over the years, with it being a 50-year-old line, it was leak-prone, and we were having to come in a lot to do a lot of maintenance work to it. And after a while, that impacts the reliability to our customers and power outages, and we wanted to prevent that. So it was time to replace that new line.
Yeah, it's like putting multiple little splices in your extension cord, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
After a while, it'll be too much for the line.
Now, as I understand, this is the main electricity feeder for the city?
Yep, it's the backbone.
That's it? That's how Quincy gets its powers, through this
absolutely.
Line?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
so it was important that we made that replacement and upgraded.
Yeah. Started 3 years ago, is that right?
Yep, 2021.
Oh, okay.
Started 2021. We did the initial phase one was 2021, where we did some work under the river with our HDD technology. And then from there, 2022 of May, we started doing the duct bake installments.
Okay. Did it pretty much go as planned?
Yep, everything is good.
Yeah.
We've been live since last summer, 2024, so the cable's up and running.
So it's energized,
it's
right?
Energized.
Yeah.
It's good to go, and now we're just doing the restoration phase of the project.
So was the old cable pulled out?
Yep, the old cable was pulled out and disposed. I know there's a process that we do that,
right.
But it's been removed, and now we're just doing the cleanup phase.
Would you say this is, like, as compared to other National Grid projects, what is the size and scope of this project?
This is a major project.
It's a major project.
Yeah, major project,
okay.
Huge. Yeah, we have a few in other parts of the state, but this is one of the big ones.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And pretty much as planned? It went as planned?
It has.
Yeah.
We've worked closely with the DPW and the city to make sure things went smoothly with in terms of communication, the work, contractors. So I think it's been a good project.
Yeah. Was there any time when there was no power? Did you have to shut off power at all during
No.
the project?
No. But it was more so just issues. Because when we lose power, we find other ways to back it up. Oh, but we just want to make sure that it's always reliable.
Absolutely, yeah. Yes. So the biggest, I guess, issue or logistical arrangement was to deal with the construction aspect of it, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And it takes a while when you're doing the old way, when you have to excavate and get in there and fix a leak or fix an issue. Now moving forward, we won't have to do that excavation. As I stated earlier, it makes it easier just for us to tackle issues and find out what's going on with the power.
So, I mean, as this project was ongoing, were other projects happening at the same time in terms of other utility work?
Absolutely. Yeah. I know we've encountered water main work, gas work. I know we have a few gas projects going on throughout the city, so we have to coordinate with our gas team to make sure that we were coordinating and getting things done timely and efficient and safe, obviously.
Yeah. And the city has its own projects as well, right?
Yes, water main projects. Yeah. Sidewalks, roadway repaving. So we're all working together to make sure that we're getting things done.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Did this go kind of year-round, Gary? Was it right through the winter months as well?
It went in phases.
Okay.
I know there was moratoriums during the winter where we didn't work during the snow or the cold. But we try to do as much as we can, and the city was flexible with us in getting it done. And they allowed us to work some winters, so it got done pretty quick.
I know that every effort was made to minimize the impacts on traffic, on residential areas and businesses as well, right?
Yep.
How did that work?
So with the DPW, they allowed us to, they created traffic management plans with us, and we worked together hand on hand on understanding the flow of traffic. And then our community outreach was probably top notch on this project. So we did door to door for every section that was impacted on the project. Mm. But we also had weekly updates on our websites. Mm-hmm. We have our hotline number and email where you could just contact us and get updates. And we were able to communicate with the community of what's going on. If there were any calls, we were able to address them pretty quickly.
Sure. Yeah. Did the company learn anything through this project?
I think just being transparent, and when there's an issue or when we're doing a project, just putting it all out there so that everybody's aware of expectations. And we were able to manage that with the city. And the city has been great with us just working just to get this done, and we're starting to see the benefits. And with no outages and things up and running, it feels good to provide that reliability to the community.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that. Just yesterday we had a major wind event in the evening. And
absolutely.
A lot of other surrounding communities had some issues with power.
Yeah, absolutely.
But not in Quincy.
And it's easier to sustain, especially when the cable's built underground.
Yeah.
There's not many impacts, obviously, from the wind, but it was good to be able to provide that.
So now it's put it all back together, right?
Yep. we want to leave it better than we found it,
yeah.
So that's our goal.
So what's the process now for rebuilding?
So right now we're working closely with the city on a repaving schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Currently we're on Newport Ave and Newport Ave Extension doing the repavements. Some sections are going to go with a 2-inch repaving and we'll do the asphalt, and other sections of the project we're doing 18 inches deep and then we're repaving. So we have to like grind the ground and repave depending on the section of the city that we're in. So right now we're just going through that process, finding the schedules that work best for ourselves in the city to tackle each location that was impacted.
Yeah, and it'll be done in phases, right? In
sections. So right now we're in phase one.
Phase one.
Working on Newport Ave.
Okay.
And Newport Extension.
Okay. And how many phases?
Six.
Six phases?
Yes, yep. And I'll share the mapping with you so that we can share with the audience.
Excellent.
So they can see where each phase is and what it takes.
Okay, great.
Absolutely.
What's the current timeline, Gary, for
We're hoping end of summer.
End of this summer?
Yeah, we're hoping. Yeah.
Really?
That's the goal, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so latest I would say end of year, but as of right now, depending on the schedule with DPW, we're hoping end of summer.
Okay.
Yeah.
It seems fast after a 3-year project to wrap it all up.
Yeah, when you're it's usually easier to restore things than to build things. So that's been my experience.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And again, the same efforts to try and minimize the impacts, I'm sorry.
Absolutely, yeah. The same amount of communication and door-to-door, so yeah. As we're moving down the line to do the repaving, we're reaching out to communities, we're reaching out and knocking on doors, weekly updates to the websites and make sure that everybody's aware of what's going on.
Yeah, as yeah. I mentioned, they're major thoroughfares, not only for private motorists, but for public transportation, for
public
buses.
Transportation, any activities that may be happening during the summer,
yeah.
We want to make sure we're aware of all the activities, whether it's a community event, that we're not working during those times so that those events can still happen.
Yeah, there's a pretty major parade coming up on Flag Day.
Absolutely. So, yeah, we just want to work around everything so that everybody can still enjoy their summer and get out the way.
Yeah, right. but you've got just about every mode of transportation impacted, right? The rail line runs right along Newport.
Absolutely, yep.
So is there impacts to that as well?
No. All that work has been done since last year. So in terms of the rail line, we're good on that front.
Yep. Southern Artery, there's a lot of work going on at the new police station right at C Street there
yes.
as well. So that has to be taken into account.
Yep, and then there's gas work throughout the city that we have to work around as well.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, will you take anything that you've learned through this process to any other projects across the state that you know of?
The sooner the better.
Yeah.
That's my take. And I think we did a good job of that. But the sooner the better to reach out and talk to the community and get everybody involved, the better. So that, like I said, we can set expectations and work as a team to do the projects.
Did you have to do anything to the actual Field Street substation facility itself?
We did a few upgrades in terms of transformers and more efficient equipment that were fairly old, so we upgraded a lot of those things so that you can give
for future
load growth. Yeah.
Okay. So it's 113 volt line, I think. Is that right? Something like that.
315. No, 115 kV line. Sorry.
Okay.
Yes.
Feeding the entire city.
Is that
higher than it was with the old one, or is it the same?
It's the same, but with the newer technology, it's more upgraded, and the substations allow it to hold more load.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
You mentioned a website, NorthQuincyCableProject.com.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yep.
Phone number 800-358-3879.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a live person answering that?
Live person answering.
Really?
Yep. And if you don't get a live person, you'll get the voicemail, and we'll call you back within 24 hours.
Okay. All right. And info@NorthQuincyCableProject.com is the email.
Absolutely. Yep. That's it.
All right. Anything else we should add right now?
As you know, with the way society is going, everything is electrified. We have electric cars, bikes, big screen TVs at our house. Everything's electric power. So we're just trying to position ourselves to be able to support all that extra load growth that we're seeing in society and the trend. So this was a good project to start off with.
I see. Okay. Yeah. So is National Grid working on any public charging stations in the city of Quincy?
They're being put up everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm not sure for Quincy specifically, but we are adding them.
Yeah, I know.
Especially at our facilities. You start to see a lot of our equipment, a lot of our vehicles are becoming more electrified and things like that. So we're starting to follow that trend.
Yeah. So if folks have questions about this project or National Grid issues in general, reach out.
Yep. And we'll be around to answer those questions.
All right. Great to see you. Anything else?
No, that'll be it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. And thank you for watching us here at AM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano. I'll see you next time.